Welcome everybody to Let Me Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Ron Morrison. I'm here with Rem the Hat Man Hart.
What's good, guys?
And Pusha P.
Come on, family.
Guau, beaut.
Nah, I'm just cooling, bro. Just cooling. So y'all ready to get this started?
Yes, sir.
All right, bet. Yo, anybody got any fuck homes?
Yo, fuck the government shutdown. I'll go fuck what side's doing what. But you know what? There's a lot of families out there that depend on certain situations. If y'all just shut down right before Thanksgiving and talk about nobody getting snapped, it's trash. Yeah. I don't really depend on that shit, but I know people who do, and that shit is trash. Women, children, families is not going to possibly have a Thanksgiving because y'all want to argue in a big-ass room where all y'all making six figures plus. And y'all still getting paid. And you know what? The government shut down. Why y'all still taking tax out of my check? The fuck is wrong with y'all? Shut all the way down.
Nah.
Nah, dead
ass. That shit's annoying, man. Like I'm one of the families that's affected by this shutdown. Like, I just went on furlough Monday, so well today officially starts. No pay for me, so I've been getting paid, and it sucks because, like, they talking. I've been hearing, like, man, this shit might go on to late November, and this shit might go on to January. Who knows? At this point, you just gotta wait the shit out, man.
You know, it's a damn shame that we live in a society where I'll just go out and say it. I don't care at this point. I'm tired of rich white men thinking that they can control the world and don't want to suffer the consequences of their actions, because we all know the reason why the government is shut down. It's not because y'all want to fight for anybody's rights or y'all want to have things a certain way. It's because there's a lady who's supposed to be elected to Congress or some type of position. And if she gets elected, she wants to release the Epstein files. So in order to prevent that, they're delaying everything in government. They don't want people to know that they've been involved in some deep shit. And as a result, you have millions of people who are suffering from being furloughed from the government, on top of the thousands and hundreds of thousands who have been laid off over the past year and change. You have people who rely on SNAP benefits for feeding their families, and they can't even figure out what to do to feed their families, not even just for Thanksgiving, but just in general. So as a result, people are going to have to do what they have to do and utilize resources, or hopefully they don't have to steal from stores. But it's a shame. Like, we should be able to take care of our country and have people have the basic need to, you know, buy groceries. And it doesn't make sense that we have a government that doesn't care about our people. They'd rather line their own fucking pockets and let people suffer. So that's my fucking too.
That's a fact. And for those who don't know, I made a post on my Facebook, but you know, everybody don't follow me there. So I'm going to say it here. Listen, we all got Afterpay and Klarna and all that shit. We be shopping on, buying sneakers and all that. They also let you shop at certain supermarkets and or Walmart. Walmart takes Afterpay. So if you need groceries, man, throw that shit in the cart. Put a down payment on me and pay it off like I paid rent to them, man. Ain't no shame in that game, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, also, Affirm got a debit card that works anywhere as well. So, for necessities, just make a cash payment, a cash plan, figure out how you want to, you know, break it down in payment and go shop.
I do it myself, me and my wife. Like, when we between checks and we need some groceries, then God don't be like, you know what? We're paid it for. We got this. But that's where we at in the trenches since after the pandemic. You know what I mean? So we all out here struggling and striving and trying to make best what we got. You know what I mean? Right now, it's F the government. You know what I mean? We got to look out for our own. You know what I mean? So if I find any resources, I'm going to report it. You heard?
Also, speaking real quick about resources, I did post this earlier on my social media pages, if none of y'all follow me there. But while I may not have it, I do know there are people who are less fortunate who might not have what I have. So starting off just in Delaware for locally for now, if you're in the Delaware area or if you know someone in the Delaware area, I'll be sponsoring 5 families for Thanksgiving this year. Aldi's is doing a promotion where for $40, you can get enough food items to feed a family of 10. And that includes like a whole turkey, mac and cheese, stuffing, sweet potatoes and all that. So for the time being, I'm sponsoring 5 families in Delaware. I am looking to try to see if I can do it on a global scale, you know, if more resources come in over the next few weeks or so. But for the time being, it's just Delaware. So if you know anybody in the Delaware area who could benefit from this, all they got to do is just go to my social media pages and just comment what part of Delaware they're from. And we'll try to do what we can to help you out.
Yeah.
Because we come from, you know, New York, we come from Harlem. Like, we know what it's like to struggle and not have it. And I've always been a person to pay it forward, even if I don't have it. Because, like I said, what I have might be the world to somebody. So I don't want to see people out here suffering, especially if I know I have resources to help. So anybody in Delaware, if you hear this, just, you know, reach out.
Hey, that's what's up. Any other fuck-ums?
I got to fuck real quick. A fuck-um to myself because I went to Burger King again for a second time. So, yeah. I didn't learn my lesson from last week.
Yeah, last time I was on, you was talking about them Burger King nuggets was slap. And here you go again. It's been a month in my back. You talk about Burger King stuff?
He flip-flopped.
I keep going to different locations, man. I got to redeem myself. You know what it is? The last time I went to one and it was actually good, as surprising as it was a rest stop. You know how you go, like, when you go on the road, you go to the rest stops and then, like, they have, like, the restaurants there? They had some really good chicken fries and I was like, yo, these kind of hit. But they don't hit at any other restaurant.
Nah, the chicken fries, you be slapping alone.
Y'all are both wild. But I have it.
So check it. So you say we wilding for that. Would you eat gas station chicken?
I have eaten gas. Well, you farms. I have.
No.
I'm not talking about y'all eating at a rest stop. I'm talking specifically ordering chicken fingers. That's what I'm talking about.
No, chicken fries.
Chicken fries.
Correction. My bad. Yeah. Chicken fries. I apologize.
As if he's going to change his mind about his opinion, he's still going to say we're wilding.
Yo, my man, I apologize. Chicken fries. Yeah, both are wilding for you.
Them chicks is good, though. I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah.
I'll leave it for y'all. I'm not touching them. That deer cartilage ankle. I'm going to stay away from the ratatouille chicken fries. I'm good. A quick fuck on to FanDuel. This is all alleged, but apparently after the 1 o'clock games, I believe FanDuel shut down. Nobody knew why. They just shut down. Allegedly, multiple people hit for over 500 racks. And they just said, nah, we ain't paying this shit out. Shut it down.
Lawsuit is coming.
Yo, bro.
And they came back and should have called $1,000 or something like that. This is all alleged. I'm not sure, but from what I've been seeing, that's the rumor that's going around.
You should have called Chauncey Billups, bro. He'd have got you in there.
Wow.
Allegedly.
But to whoever hit that $500,000, yo. I'll let the parlay boys, yo. We try to figure out what's going on, yeah.
Facts.
You know what this reminds me of? A few years ago when I was in the stock market or got into stocks, I don't know if you heard of the app called Robinhood, but this was like people were like, I forget, well, it was GameStop. GameStop was like going out of business and a bunch of like young people were like, oh, let's go invest in GameStop and like make the stock go up. So I was one of them. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's go invest in GameStop. Let's see what's good. And people made like thousands of, we made like thousands of dollars around that time through GameStop. But then the problem was, it wasn't just us as a group. You're talking about like hundreds and hundreds of people invested and they started making a fortune. And they undercut a lot of those white people who tend to make money off of the stock market. So they complained, shut the whole entire app down and try to say, oh, well, you guys are investing illegally. Right. And it's the same situation. When the little guy makes money, all of a sudden it's wrong. But if it was somebody else who had a hedge fund or a trust fund who did it, yeah, we're going to pay him out. That's no problem.
It would have been no problem at all. That's how it normally goes. But yeah, so let's get right to it. We're not going to hold y'all too long. What's on the docket for today? I know a Saturday night main event was a thing. Let me ask y'all real quick before we get into it. How y'all feel about this John Cena final matchup battle royale? Who y'all got winning? Personally, I think it's Gunther. I mean, that's already been kind of the rumor circulating, but what y'all thinking?
I don't even know who's in the battle royale, but to have a battle royale was dope if they're going to put a bunch of top-tier talent into it. It can't be like a normal WWE battle royale where you can see who's winning from a mile away. Like, it got to be a lot of old shit moments for me.
A bunch of mid-carders, and then boom, here comes Brock Lesnar. It's like, well, we know who wins this.
That's a fact, though, bro.
That's how Vince would book shit. Like, you got Penta, you got the, what you call it, the Judgment Day, and then boom, here's Brock Lesnar and Triple H as the final two.
Yo, Triple H is the final one. It's hilarious.
He said Triple H. That's crazy. Your man can't even get in the ring no more, but I bet you find a way to book himself.
He's the game. Come on, he played the game. What you talking about?
I feel like for John Cena's final match, they should play all the songs from his album. Just one good time so it can go platinum again.
No.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. That shit's in my eyes.
Okay, ain't even a joke behind it. Just straight up, no.
That's all right. It's double platinum in this household. No features. But all seriousness, though, I'm excited. Is it a battle royal or is it a tournament?
It's a battle royal.
Okay.
Tournament would have been better, but it's a battle royal.
Gotcha. That's interesting. Like, I don't know necessarily who's going to be in it. I heard for months it was going to be Gunther, but for me personally booking it, you got three guys who could use that win. Obviously, Bron Breakker, because he's going to be the future of WWE, and you know, him taking out Seth and then taking out Cena would be a big stepping stone. I would personally book Obafemi to do it. Coming straight from NXT, going right to the main roster and retiring Cena would be like the way to hotshot his career. Another choice I'd pick might be a little bit unpopular, but I think he could handle the workload. Trick Williams.
One man, Tricky. That's
but it has guy. To be. The Trick, he's definitely shown a lot of improvement over the past few months as a heel. But it definitely has to be somebody who's a villain. Like, it can't be anybody like Sami Zayn or Cody Rhodes, because it has to be whoever beats Cena and retires him, no matter who it is going to get booed. Because nobody wants to see Cena leave. So whoever is going to be in his last match has to be a villain.
So that brings it back to Gunther.
And Gunther would be perfect.
Anybody but Goldberg.
Man, fuck Goldberg. And if it is Goldberg, they should have Oscar come out and like take him out just for no reason.
That's a fact. And then she goes to Goldberg, you're not ready for Oscar.
He doesn't even refer to her by her name. He just says, oh, some girl.
You know he knows who she is. He's just capping right now.
But yeah, those are my picks. I think it's going to be a pretty good battle royal. I'm interested in seeing how they're going to do it. My only question more so is whoever wins and beats Cena and retires him, where do they go from there? Like if it's, let's say if it is Gunther, he's already been a world champion before, twice actually. So does he go for the WWE title? Which is one of the reasons why I don't think it might be him, because again, like for to have that moment to retire John Cena means you're getting elevated to like a certain level. And I feel Gunther is already there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it would be good if Gunther does come back and switch brands and go to SmackDown, because he did everything he could on Raw. Everything points back to Gunther, no matter how you think about it.
Yep. But is he really the challenger we need?
Let it be Oba.
I'd rather it not be.
It needs to be somebody black. I feel like y'all have had so many allegations about having not pushed black talent. Give it to one of your bigger black athletes. Give it to Oba. Give it to Trick. Give it to Melo.
I'd rather give it to Melo than anyone I know.
Yeah. Melo needs a break.
Yeah. I'd rather give it to Melo than anyone I know. I'm not mad if either one of them gets it. I just think Melo needs it a lot more than they do.
He definitely needs something, because I honestly feel if they bring Trick to the main roster, they're going to just have them team up again.
Has Trick actually just surpassed Melo? Surpassed Melo?
I want to say he has. Just,
yeah. Like, Trick established himself. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say real quick, I don't think he necessarily surpassed them just yet, because if you talk about like their level of success on NXT, yeah, they're kind of the same. But if Trick actually gets more feuds on Raw or SmackDown when he shows up and gets a belt or gets more opportunity, then yeah, I could say he surpassed them. Because it's easy to get pushed in NXT and TNA because it's NXT and TNA. Once you get to the main roster, it's like, oh, you're black? Well, we already have a black champion in Jade, so we can't push any more than that. We have a quota.
But you got to say, he put himself on a different plane with that TNA run.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's not diminish TNA like his daughter. You know what I'm saying? My bad, bro. Go ahead.
No. I hear you, bro. Now, I was just saying, with that TNA run, like, he really set himself and grew into that role. I love that whole person he became as the TNA champion. Like, his heel work and his asshole level went up. You know what I mean? I fucks with it. So, and like Ron was about to say, like, basically, you can't put TNA in the NXT basket, even though they have that partnership. TNA will always be TNA.
And it's safe to say he brought like views over there. You know what I'm saying? So now, could Melo do the same? Probably. But at this moment, like, I don't know, man. Trick bag looking a little bit, well, let me not say bag. His value looking a little bit better than his boy right now.
Yeah.
As far as NXT runs, I mean, sure, you know, like I get Pat's point of saying, well, he's on the main roster, Trick ain't. So it's like, you got that point, but
It's not to knock Trick Williams' run, because I definitely agree, especially in the last few months he's been a heel, Trick has stepped it up big time for NXT and TNA. I just don't want people forgetting how great Melo's run was as the NXT champion. And how he kind of put that brand over the top with a lot of good matches and his feud with Trick. That's all. I just don't want his run or like his value being lost in the shuffle simply because once he went to the main roster, Triple H just had him as an afterthought.
Literally, all that I can remember now is Melo Don Miz. You forget about that great series of matches he had with Andrade, but after they went basically with decision, they didn't do shit with either of them guys.
Melo could have easily been the one to dethrone Sami Zayn, but they put it on Dragunov, who, don't get me wrong, Dragunov did some shit in NXT. He had a lot of great matches too, but it's like, okay, you come back after a year and win the U.S. title. Cool. Melo could have done that.
Mm-hmm. He could have. I don't think
He did come out to face Sami a few weeks ago, but, you know, The Miz came out and they started a whole brawl, so he didn't get that match.
Wild.
So how do we feel about the actual, I want to say touchdown, but not touchdown, the actual Saturday night main event? How do we feel about it? We liking it? We hating it? Is it ass? What we thinking?
The main event itself, or like the show overall?
Well, the show itself. Let's talk about the show itself. I mean, I talk about the main event, the show itself.
Well, I feel like go ahead, bro.
No, no, go on. You good?
No, I was going to say one. The only match I really enjoyed was the Jay Cargill match. The Cody match. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired, and I'm not even a Drew fan like that, but at this point, I'm tired of Drew just losing, bro. Like, yeah. If it was a time for Cody to lose and for Drew to win, it was there, bro.
Yeah.
The match was wild, bro. Like, so basically, Drew could have won if there was a count out, or if he got Cody to attack him. You know what I mean? So the cards was stacked for Drew to win, and he still lost, bro.
Shit nuts, bro.
And I love Cody, but I'm like, all right, Mr. Raheem, we got to do something else, bro, because it's Drew time. Like once I see Drew Claymore him through the announce table a few months back, I'm like, yeah, it's Drew time. And then here we go.
Drew. Yeah, like we've joked about Drew McIntyre losing when he was fighting Roman Reigns, because it was like, all right, well, like any feud, you lose, you go back and forth. Like how Cody and Seth were, like you go back and forth, you win some, you win, lose a lot. But at this point, it's like anytime Drew McIntyre wins the belt, and I said this as a joke in the group chat, but it's actually true in my opinion. Drew is basically like the Team Rocket of WWE. You give him opportunities and you think that, all right, you're going to overcome the odds, but you just always fall flat. And it's not his fault. Like, I'm starting to honestly think, like Ray was saying before, like, Drew got some pissed off somebody backstage. Because it don't make no sense that you have all these opportunities to beat somebody for the belt, whether it's Cody, whether it's Damian Priest, whether it's CM Punk, and you never win one.
Yeah. I agree.
Never the bride, always the bridesmaid.
That match was bullshit. He should have won. It was a good match, though, but he should have won.
No, the match was good, but like you said, he should have won.
Yeah. Up next, Rem brought it up a little bit. Cargill versus Stratton.
I liked it.
I loved it.
You know what? It was a full circle moment. I know we always joke about Triple H and his long-term booking, but after that post that Tiffany made on social media, I feel like the black community stood in ovation for Jade winning that match. Not even just like beating her. She dog walked her. Multiple power bombs. Man, she's like, nah.
The dog shit, bro. Yo, when I watched that, I was watching it live. Yo, my face was like this. Like, Shorty got no offense in at all, bro. I'm like, yo, she came to handle business, man. Like, she just came in. It's just wreck shot, bro. Like she put the beats on Shorty, and I loved it.
You think she pissed somebody off? But the only thing I didn't like about
that match, only thing I didn't like about that match was the commentary. Because, you know, they're trying to make excuses. Oh, Tiffany was attacked last week, and she's kind of injured. We gave her chances not to accept the match, but she's a fighter champion. Man, fuck that. She got her ass whooped, and she deserved every bit of it.
Got that ass beat. Got that ass beat.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
This is how they should have booked Jade Cargill a long time ago. You don't need that many wrestling moves. You don't need 5-star classics or 10-minute matches. Go in there, dominate, get the pin, leave. That's all you need.
She was officially Jade Berg at Saturday night's main event.
And no matter what anybody says, she'll always be better than Goldberg.
Facts.
Fuck Goldberg.
I mean, yeah, fuck that dude. The argument's here.
Goldberg on the right to the podcast. You know what? I don't like those blacks, man. I don't like them at all.
Them blacks is crazy. Coming from a guy who can't walk to the door without busting himself open. All right.
You know who Goldberg is? I don't know if y'all fuck with SpongeBob like that, but do you remember that episode where the guy had like broken bones just by walking and he had a body cast?
Yeah.
That's his nigga Goldberg. Nigga Goldberg sneeze. Ah, broken arm. We make fun of Kevin Nash so much for breaking his quad, but I think we should make fun of Goldberg because at least Kevin Nash injured himself because of his height, his weight, and just wear and tear. Goldberg DDT'd himself.
Doing his own move. That's always something that I never understand. Like, oh, how do you DDT? Like, to DDT yourself, like, really about that. Like, you really say, you know what? I'm a spear, and I'm gonna just dive more into that spear and just take myself out with it. Let's see the Pentagon, Rusev. Was it Dominic Mysterio match?
Yeah. Oh, my God. That match. First of all, I just want to say, as being a day one fan, it's so amazing to see how far Dom has come from going to, like, everybody hated this nigga. They just booed him because they're like, I'm sick of him. I don't like him. He's such a, why is he here? To getting cheers and being, like, one of the most talked about characters on WWE. So props to Dominic Mysterio for that. Second of all. That match shows that nobody fucks with Rusev because when Dom rang the bell and had Rusev thinking he was winning, nobody cheered. Nobody reacted. It was just Rusev going, yeah, and the crowd was like, dead.
Like the crowd was hit to what was going on, right? Like,
I don't know if you peeped it, but when they did the in the beginning, when they show all the, you know, people that's going to wrestle and all that shit.
Yeah,
I don't know if y'all peeped it, but when Rusev's name was shown, when he was shown, he was all like, ah. It was quiet then.
Yeah.
Nobody, it was. He's like, why are you here, bro?
Like, we always talk about, like, how WWE doesn't push talent or AEW drop the ball or whatever the case is. But there are some talent like Rusev where it's like, it's you. It's never to knock anybody who wrestles because I don't feel like we should knock talent because, you know, you go out there and do your job. But there are some talent who aren't as over as they think they are. And I feel like Rusev is just one of those guys who kind of thinks he was hot shit at one point, thinks he should be in a better position. But realistically, your gimmick mostly came from your wife and Aiden English.
Yeah, once Rusev day was over, that was it, bro.
Yeah. But it was a pretty good match. I actually want to see Penta eventually take the Intercontinental Championship from Dom. Just because you need like a baby face on his level to do so, but like I said earlier, I'm proud of like Dom's success. I know people are gonna be like, I'm reaching for the stretch or whatever the case is we always say, but I kind of compare Dominic's success to like how The Rock was when he first started. Just as, in terms of like the way they went from like being a disliked baby face to a heel in a faction where essentially that heel takes over the group and becomes the most popular person in that group.
I can see that. I definitely can see that.
Now, will he get that Rock-like push? Probably not. I don't see him ever getting to that level, but I can see him succeeding in maybe not next year, but maybe like the year after that, probably getting a world title.
But he's doesn't that make Dom a Grand Slam champ right now? Because he's holding the big title in AAA. He's been IC champ. He's been tag champ. And he also has two mid-card titles. He's holding the Intercontinental, and he also was North American champ. I mean, man.
It also depends on if they count that as Grand Slam. Like, I kind of feel like if you're all under the same umbrella in WWE, it should count, because realistically, it's not like the old days where you only had the World, Intercontinental, and tag titles. Mm-hmm. And then Shawn Michaels had the European title. If it's all under the WWE umbrella, if you win, as long as you win a main world title, a main mid-card title, and a main tag belt, I feel like that should qualify as Grand Slam.
I agree. It should.
What other matches are on the card?
I was going to also ask Jay versus CM Punk.
I don't know, because it looked a lot like Jay just like messed up a lot of spots in that match, even to the point where like CM Punk had to give him a receipt and kick him because he messed up a simple neck breaker. And there was a rumor that I saw, I don't know how true it is, that Jay was like intoxicated during the match.
Yeah, that's the rumor that's going around, that he was on some of that. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah, same. No, I was going to say, just like in terms of just like the match itself, I don't think it was anything special because of that. I think, you know, Jay kind of got gassed out pretty early. Punk did get pretty gassed himself too, but it was more so later in the match. But I am glad that Punk did win the belt. I'd have been fine if Jay won the belt, but I also do kind of feel like Punk would make a better champion if you're talking about feuds going forward. I think Jay kind of has to refocus his character, because people have been booing him lately online and saying that, oh, you're just an entrance. And I feel like he kind of has to tap into that and switch his character up a bit. And Punk has more Punk can do for the belt. Like, whenever Seth returns, of course, you know, they're going to have a rivalry and a feud. I'd hope at some point LA Knight and Punk can revitalize their feud, and maybe Knight's the one to beat him. Of course, there's Drew McIntyre, but I wouldn't want him being another title feud and he loses. But yeah, it wasn't that great of a match. It was just a good outcome. That's all.
That's who I actually wanted to win that tournament was LA Knight, to be honest with you. Like, LA Knight is another bridesmaid. Like, he's always right there, but he just can't get it done. You know what I mean? But yeah, that match was like, I was tuned out for main event. I'm like, I gotta watch this shit on Raw and SmackDown, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? And kind of figured Punk was gonna get the title. Like Pat was just saying, Jay gotta go back and reconstruct and rebuild himself, because everybody think he's just the entrance. I mean, especially when you do your entrance for 10 minutes and then you get to the ring and then you run it back another 5. So it's like, yeah, bro, you gotta change that up, bro. Get a new moveset. Do something.
I mean, personally, the Yeet thing, but kind of, it worked. It's cool. But, like, I mean, are we shocked that we're at this point with it? It doesn't mean anything. Like, it's a cool thing to say, but it doesn't really necessarily mean anything in the terms of wrestling. In the terms of wrestling. Yeah, like, we know what the slang, we know what the slang word means. Of Yeet, but like in terms of wrestling, it's just something that he says. Like, even the fact of no Yeet, like, that shit meant nothing.
Yeah. Well, top of that shit, bro, is like, it became a crutch. You know what I mean? Like, even when you watch the promos, like, people be coming at his whole set and then hear him respond like, word, which, you know what? Four letters. What word? Yeet. Like, bro, like,
right?
Like, your whole life, bro. That's all you got to say, my guy.
right. Fuck your family, fuck your wife, fuck your kids. Well, you know what? I got four words for you. Four letters. One word. Yeet. Listen to your brother solo. Four letters. One word. Stop.
Stop. That shit. That shit was so funny.
Dead ass.
Stop. Yo, Solo was funny as shit.
I can't wait for Solo to get his shine and finally get pushed as a main eventer, man. Solo was funny as hell.
Nah, he is. He truly is.
I think what they're going to end up doing is announce that Jay was the one who attacked Jacob Fatu and turned him heel.
All right. I guess. I'm just tired of this Samoan storytelling.
I think we all are at this point. At this point, we're tired of them fighting. We're tired of them repopulating. We're tired of them having more kids. Like, at this point, just getting their own brand.
Bro, yo, for real.
It's like Samoa Night main event or something like that.
Yes. That's crazy. Nah, I'm with you. There's other things to do with other people. I just don't see the appeal of consistently putting a 5-2 against a 5-2. Like it worked when it worked. Now it's just like, you know what'll work? Let's just all put the band back together again because they all know each other, got chemistry. It's like, yeah, that's cool and all, but like, bro, I'm tired of seeing it, man. God damn.
I feel you, bro. And another thing, your boy Rikishi needs to stop hopping on his podcast and ratcheting out every time Jay lose or Samoa lose. Like, bruh, he wasn't going to be champion forever, my guy.
But he act like he was champion forever. Like, he talking like he got some stake to really put in it. It's like, you was never really the man. Like, you was the man because you danced. Like, that's it, bro. And you put your booty in faces. Don't disrespect, but you acting like, yeah, like you should know that these bad, like everybody in that joint should be champion. Like, nah, that's just not how it works. Because if that was the case, you should have been champion. And you're right. Nah, we talking about the champion.
The champion.
Yeah, him and his Rikishi wear. But anything else wrestling related y'all want to talk about, or y'all want to get up out of here?
Nah, that was basically, you know, we chopped it up about that weekend NBC show, because it ain't a pay-per-view.
Yeah. Damn sure wasn't. Like, that's all that really mattered, for real.
Shout out to Jay Cargill again, man.
Yeah. Only thing I want to, it ain't got to be a long discussion, but just the observation. So if you haven't watched Raw, I'm just watching highlights from my phone. WWE, don't turn Logan Paul babyface. Please. It's not going to work. That man, because what happened was, I forgot who they jumped, but like the Bronze attacked somebody and Logan Paul went to help him.
Came out to do, I'm a champ, and people in the back that I love the fight, and then Logan came out, you know what I mean? And they had words, and then the brother Bronze came out, and Logan was going to leave, but they started to jump Punk. And then Logan made the save and caught a tsunami, and Punk chased him out the ring. That was basically it.
Logan Paul could forgive student loan debt. Logan Paul could cure cancer. Logan Paul could end world hunger. I would not cheer that man. I will give credit to somebody else, but that man will never get cheered in a day in my life.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I'm A-okay on that.
That was it.
All right. Anything else anybody want to say before we get out of here?
No.
All right.
Spread more love and less hate, everybody. Mm-hmm. We all we got. CMB.
Take care of each other, man.
Billionaires?
We the Parlay Boys, man.
Parlay Boys.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna get up out of here. Oh, I guess we didn't really talk about it, but No Limit versus Cash Money. Real quick before we get out of here, we never really talked about it last week.
Anybody wants to talk about Jim Jones being a senior citizen, but your man Birdman is the worst, bro.
That nigga fell asleep on stage.
Now, how you man get mad because Turk wasn't there, but I didn't see Wayne in either.
Well, apparently Wayne would have been there. He said he would have showed up had everybody showed up. And since Turk wasn't there, Wayne wasn't going to be there. Because Wayne was like, he'll do it as long as, you know, they got issues. So yeah. Wayne was like, I'll pull up, I'll be there. But I want, you know, my only stipulation is I want everybody there. I want all the hot boys there. And I don't know why Turk wasn't there. I don't know what happened. One can only assume Baby has the reason for why he wasn't there. So it was no Turk, no Wayne. Allegedly how the story goes.
But that shows you the difference in CEOs. Master P, no matter what, took care of his people. And it showed.
Yeah. And I told everybody, don't sleep on No Limit. No Limit got them deep hits.
You definitely did.
And shout out to Mia X, man. I felt like she had the best performance out of everybody in the Versus. She held it down.
Shout out to Mia X.
Definitely did.
All right, we're going to get up out of here. Let Me Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Ron Morrison. I'm here with Rem the Hat Man Hart, Bishop P. We up out of here.